Hey YouTube, this is Hanks telling you that I'm recording a video of Chris teaching me how to play Hitman. It also went out as a live stream, like for you a few days ago, but for me it's happening now. So yeah, this is it. So I'm going to try and record this locally. This recording might go wrong because this game's heavy, but either way, hello, welcome. Chris is here. Say hi, Chris.
Hello, folks on YouTube and also on Twitch. And there's links Paul in the chat.
It's Paul! Welcome to Stream 47, Paul. Stream 47 would have been much better title than what I went with. Okay, right. Options. Okay, so graphics. I'm basically leaving it on like low for now so we can get a handle on how it works because I know this game is heavy and my computer's slowly dying. So if I go to... should I go to destinations or do I go to like campaign?
Well... a campaign will do the job well enough. Are you interested in the cutscenes? It's not too much of a plot.
No. Not at all.
You can just go straight to destinations then. Okay. You go from left to right. It's about as simple as that.
Okay.
Do you want to do the training mission? The training mission is kind of fun.
Okay.
Grasp of controls.
Yes, let's do this. Let's do it. Okay, so should I go campaign for that so we just get them all in order? Or should I...
Yeah. Either works. I mean, basically, each level... it gives you some people to kill and an environment. Have at it. That's basically it.
Wait, oh, this is the guy. The guided training is the one with the boat, right? The one with the boat.
Yeah, the one with the boat.
I'm going to do the guided training. Loading the guided
training. Yeah, that'll familiarize yourself with the controls, with a little bit of the basic mechanics. And then the Paris mission, it gives you a much more open-ended, much more fleshed-out world. This is just a small... introductory course. What I really like about it is that they've made it out of all like plywood and everything to give it that kind of like training feel. I think that's a really nice touch.
But we are killing people, right?
No, it's simulated. Very convincingly so. They hire the best actors.
Oh.
Mm.
Oh.
Yeah. So don't worry. In this one, you can do whatever's necessary. So here we are, advanced training. So, how much help do you wish me to give you?
Okay, well, I mean, really, right now, what you're seeing right now is me knowing everything I know about Hitman. So I'll show you what I did, what I done the one time I played, right?
Okay.
And I went to look. I went in here and I murdered this guy and took his uniform.
Now, you want to avoid murdering people.
What?
Except the person, the people you're supposed to murder.
Sneak up and subdue him quietly. Sneak up and subdue him quietly.
So you go up, you press Q and hammer Q.
Oh, hammer Q.
Hammer okay. Q. Don't have to hammer it too much. There you go. So he's sleeping. Sleep.
Okay. I'm gonna go... it feels a bit controller because it's third person. So I'm going to go with controller.
Yeah,
hold
go with controller.
Hold to disguise yourself. Okay. It feels a bit third person, always feels controller to me. Might just work though. Okay. So should I just snap this guy's neck while I'm here?
No, he's fine, right? When they're knocked out for the duration.
So snap his neck.
No.
Why am I not snapping his neck?
Because he's just an innocent actor. Pretending to, you know, he's like, I mean, we don't need to hurt our fellow working class folks. It's solidarity and all that.
No problem, I won't snap his neck.
You just snapped his neck.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. I'm hiding it. Oh, wait, I'm in the cupboard now.
Okay. Yep.
Oh, the lag's so pretty good. You knew what snapped. Did you just know what snapped his neck, or did you see me snap his neck?
Oh, I saw you snap his neck. The delay's not too bad on the Twitch stream.
You should have joined SAG-AFTRA, shouldn't you?
So, you can now get on board the maintenance entrance to the boat. But you want to avoid... have a save, have at it.
Okay, maintenance entrance in the boat.
That's the way you're going now. Now, you want to avoid anyone with a dot above their head. If you ever see anyone with a little white dot above their head, it means they can see through your disguise. Try and avoid them.
Hello.
Okay, so... and walking tends to be quite good. Gives you the chance to like scope around. You don't want to hurt anyone that you. Oh no! You don't want to do that.
I just thought I'd kill him. Okay, so that's why did that fail though?
Because someone saw you choke out a guy just in the middle of. There you go. See, they were.
I'm gonna load that save game now. Then
That's a good idea. That's a very good idea.
I load that save game. Okay, don't snap this guy's neck. Okay.
No, no. Generally speaking...
He wants me to move the body. Okay.
Ah, okay. That body is unlikely to be found, but you can hide it in that cupboard that you were hiding in.
Okay.
It's generally a good idea to hide bodies. You know, you are looking for a good rating whenever you do an assassination.
So, want to drag him?
You drag him.
I want to put him. Oh, dump Y. Okay.
Sit. Right. Snug. He'll just sleep out. Oh no, he's a dead.
No, he's asleep. I didn't kill him. I would never. How do I run? Just so I know.
I don't know on controller. I assume.
Okay. Hello.
Now there's a chap in this room, inside, who can see through your disguise. They're called enforcers or noticers.
Right button to use instinct.
The right button uses instinct, and that allows you to use your senses, your hitman senses, to see through walls and scope out where the target might be and all that kind of stuff.
Okay. That's the cheat button.
Sure, but I mean, you know. So you want to sort of maybe tail the target, perhaps? Hear what he's got to say. Perhaps you could find a disguise that allows you upstairs. You're sort of like the mechanic tier disguise. And maybe you want fancy waiter in white shorts disguise.
Okay. This guy seems like he knows what's happening.
That's a very good... you can throw things at him. So if you'd like, you could just throw
yes.
at him.
Yes. Oh, good times. Good
thing we haven't shot. The throwing mechanic is... Oh, waiter, there's a wrench in my suit.
Okay,
good.
But now we should hold his body. What?
Killed another one.
I didn't kill him. I don't know what you mean. Won't my freaky tattoo give it away that I'm a bad man?
No. I don't know why, but it won't. So you can give someone a hammer sandwich. Okay, so now you've got a better disguise. I think it allows you certainly up the stairs, but you definitely want to
hang out at the target.
Hang out by the target, sort of tail him, but I think he's moved, so you might want to use the
Cheat button.
The cheat button.
Okay, he's upstairs.
He's upstairs, yeah.
I can get upstairs now, right?
I believe so. They'll tell you if you can't.
Where's the upstairs?
I think there are stairs on the outside of the boat.
The outside of the boat. Do they not get worried that I'm walking around with a fucking hammer like a crazy person?
No, but there are some items like kitchen knives that they will start freaking out about. Oh, someone is being suspicious. So you can see a little dial in the center of your screen that points to someone who is sussing you out.
I think it was because I had my hammer on.
I mean, it might be. It might just be that they happen to know all the other wait staff.
Wait, all the other what staff?
Wait staff.
I thought you said white staff. I was like, whoa, Chris, what?
Oh.
I was like, what are you doing, Chris? What's this? The legendary Chris Ware teaches Hex of War to become the silent assassin in this installment of Blood Penguin. Blood Penguin. But you said Boot Penguin. Blood Penguin was better, though. Blood Penguin was better.
So the room that you're just walking past now, that's his office. He does go in there.
Right.
There is also a helicopter on the top of the ship. I don't know the maritime terminology for that.
A helicopter.
But you can escape using the helicopter. And there's an open window by the ship there that you just ran past.
Oh.
So you can't unlock. You don't have your lockpick yet. You do get given that later on.
There's an open window here. Okay.
There's an open window. So you can hop in. And you can hide. I'm pretty sure you can just hide, or wait for him.
He's coming this way. How do I know if he's coming this way? All these people are noticers now.
Oh, that's because you're trespassing.
Oh. Okay, so if I just vault here, I'm not trespassing.
You'll be safe.
Okay.
So there you go. You can still tell him. You can follow him. There are countless ways to do each mission.
Right.
You since you are wait staff, you can actually find some rat poison and pop it in one of his drinks. Oh, but he can see through your disguise. He knows his crew. So
I'm going to go look on the roof first.
Yeah, go and look on the roof. But if you're going to attack him,
right,
make sure he doesn't see you coming.
Hold on.
You can also shoot those barrels and they will fall down. So although it says you can use a missing crow, you can use a crowbar if you can find one. There may be one on this floor. You can actually just use your gun and it will just shoot at the fittings, but make sure the guard doesn't see.
Okay.
You can knock him out.
Yeah, got that. Okay, so I'll have that disguise as well while I'm here.
Okay, yep, good thinking.
I'm going to drag him. No, I don't want to. Oh my gosh, I fucked that up, didn't I? We just changed clothes again. Yeah. He changed his clothes quick, didn't he?
Yeah, it could be a fast change act.
It's nice that there's all these open chests that are the right size for human bodies just lying around, isn't it?
Yeah, I know, because whenever I have a new storage container, that's where weapons get put. So if someone finds a weapon just lying around, they go to the nearest, like, ammo crate. Oh, crowbar.
This is very cute. This is very cute. Why am I crouching?
Oh.
Oh, right thumbstick.
Stealthy.
Okay, right thumbstick. Okay, so now, is he still down there? Oh my gosh, he's gone. Where's he gone? He's over there now, what the fuck?
Oh, he's in the office, he's in the office. So if you go back down and through the open window, you can conk him on the head with your newly found crowbar. I mean, you might want to run. There you go. Okay, cool. But there might be someone else there, yeah. So what I would do is I'd throw the crowbar at the other guy first and then just take out the other guy.
Okay, so...
Oh, wait, he's out of the... Yeah. Boom. And then charge up and punch the other guy. Or, yeah, there you go. Oh, really good. And you can hide it in the room behind you. Oh, you want to kill him?
I mean, as a general rule of thumb, I kill everyone.
Well, you'll get penalized. Oh, kill him. Fuck.
Kill him? How?
Well, he's killing you first. You can shoot him, you can punch him.
Oh, okay. That didn't go so well. That did not go so well.
Oh, no. No.
I'm going to reload. Oh, there's no auto. Oh, there is an autosave. Okay.
I mean, what you could do, if you wanted to, was just, like, shoot him through the window and then run. You press Y to snap his neck as you're subduing him.
Oh, don't worry.
Oh.
I'm a man who, I'm a man who knows about, you know, killing things.
I don't think you killed him, though.
I'm sure I did. I'm just going to hide here for a minute.
Yeah.
I don't know if I killed him. He's not appearing on my supervision.
Oh, you might have killed him. Usually when you've killed someone, the exits make themselves known. Right, now the person that you knocked out, he does recognize you.
Okay.
And Falmir is correct. You can change cloths if you want to avoid being hunted. But I think generally speaking, you're not doing too badly. Just be discreet. Stay away from the people. Oh, okay. I'd hop out of that window, but I think, and then just, yeah, no, you're good. And go on the roof. Simply push the button, and I think the helicopter there is that a way out?
It does not say it's a way out.
Oh, it does not say it's a way out. Okay.
I have to go to that car over there.
That car over there. Is there a speedboat at the front? At the back? Off the back?
No, it just wants me to go to the car.
Okay. Well, head out to the car. I think it might be like the next, because you revisit this one for your second stage of actually that's a good idea. You could actually change your disguise. Oh yeah,
that's my plan. I'm just gonna make sure that girl's dead.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. And then just, I've done it. I've killed the dude.
You've killed the dude and a few other
discreetly
dudes.
Discreetly leaving the boat.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all these people being left alive, is that not a failure?
No.
Where's that staff entrance?
I think you've got... You can take the main entrance out in your current disguise, I believe. But I think it's down. I think you want to generally go down.
It is this way. I think this way. Okay.
Oh, yeah. If you go inside.
But inside and down.
Mm-hmm. I think it's inside and down.
Okay.
Oh, hang on a minute. You just walked past it. It was on your right-hand side.
Oh, I see.
There we go. Yeah, good.
I'm chill. What up, dude? I'm chill.
Mm-hmm. Chill.
Chill as can be. Where's the gate? Where's the gate? The fucking gate.
No, you can go further around. But you're good. Don't panic, Mr. Mannering.
I'm not happy all these people are left alive. Like, what's the point in playing a serial killer simulator if you're not going to kill everyone?
Well, you're not a serial killer, you are a hitman assassin.
I mean, you say that. Okay, I done it.
You done it. Bravo, everyone give Hex a round of applause for a successful mission. I look forward to the final test. Hooray. Okay.
That's good. I did not. Yeah, see, Falmir gets me.
Well, maybe when you unlock some bombs and stuff, you can start delving into the world of terrorism. But for now, just a bit of garden variety murder will suffice.
Welcome back, Initiate. As an ICA agent, every challenge you face can be...
I can click to claim a bonus. I don't know what that does.
Oh, because you're watching on Twitch, you see. Attacking it from
a different angle. I've got 360 channel points. Is this new?
Yeah, it's new. I don't understand what it is either. So what do I have to do this time? Just again... Okay, before
you can do it again.
Okay.
Freeform training. So there are a few more ways to do this. Here are the challenges there. So you can use them for clues. You don't have to do this. We can go straight to Paris now that you've got the basic crux of it. You've got a lockpick there.
I think we should go to Paris then. So I'm going to exit.
All right, let's go to Paris. Because basically what it does it tells you to do this mission one way, and then it tells you to do it on your own. It's great for holding hands, holding your hand if you're new to the franchise, but you've got me to hold your hand for you, so.
So we're going to Paris at normal difficulty?
Paris at normal difficulty? Sounds good to me.
Spoiler alert, I'm all right with that.
Mm-hmm. Good evening, 47. Your destination is the Paris fashion show.
I mean, the spoiler is that you've got to kill some people in Paris.
Your targets are Sanguine owner Viktor Novikov, a former oligarch turned fashion.
Spoiler alert, you've got to kill some people in Italy as well.
Spoiler alert, we'll be killing!
And two of the most dangerous people in the world. And then spoiler alert, Hitman realizes that the real assassinations were the friends we made along the way.
Oh, I thought he was being serious for a second. Hitman only kills friends. Right, okay. Play. Do this.
Okay, now, we can... Planning. I've got to introduce you to planning.
Okay.
No, you've already clicked the play button.
Oh. Shit, I didn't know that. You need to be before the lag, so if you could say anything before I show it, that'd be good.
Okay, brilliant.
What was
I'll,
the planning,
I'll try
though?
My best. So it allows you to take specialist equipment in with you. So
like
you can
lock picks and coins, that's what Falmir tells me.
Lock picks and coins, and you can also change your outfit once you've unlocked some. So what you can do, if you press escape, you can click the replan button. Oh no, hold on. Well, wait until you start the game and then press escape.
Okay. You will find Viktor Novikov basking in the
spotlight. While Dalia Margolis hosts the heavily guarded auction. You got not quite. For a group of Iago's top customers.
Now, event security will keep a watchful eye on any suspicious activity.
He's just, showing his credentials.
Showing his doodah.
Showing his doodah.
Okay. Replan mission. Yes.
Okay, yeah. So you may want to, replan a few things. It's various different bits of equipment. So at the moment, you've got the fiber wire, which is a strangulation device, and you've got coins. Coins are quite a good distraction. Also, you can choose a gun. I don't know what you've unlocked. You probably haven't unlocked that much yet.
I want the one with the silencer, that makes sense, right?
Yeah, you want one with the silencer. Definitely one with the silencer.
So there's nothing I can actually take with me other than large... agency pickup basement stairwell.
That you can smuggle an item in. Oh, you got a few things unlocked there.
So I should a lockpick. I think sounds like I need it because foul miss as I do.
No, smuggle in. You can either smuggle in the proximity explosive or the modern lethal syringe. Now the modern lethal syringe is quite interesting insofar that you don't have to hide the body you get penalized if bodies get found.
Right.
But if you want to kill your target. With the poison, with the lethal syringe, they can find the body and they'll assume that it's natural causes. Okay. Now, where it says fiber wire, you will probably want to switch that out for a lockpick.
Fiber wire? Lockpick, yeah, okay.
Because you can strangle people with your hands. And if you click tuxedo, there may be some other items that you can...
Oh my god, please pick clown suit. Signature suit. I'll take tuxedo for this one then, I think.
Okay, now there is a clown suit, but I think it's in DLC or somewhere.
I think I've got all the DLC for the first game. Like I've got everything for the first game. Let's start play. My key for this came from Feral when they used to do ports that was relevant.
Welcome to Paris 47. Okay, so you've got a big, nice, open world here. Now, generally speaking, if you're in your standard outfit, there aren't going to be many people that... I mean, there's not really a disguise to see through.
Right.
So you're generally pretty safe unless you go into, areas that are off limits. Wow. Do you want to... You can turn off the tutorial pop-ups. They can be quite annoying.
I probably need them, so I'll leave them on for now.
Okay, cool.
They'll just... Anything you don't tell me, it'll cover, I think.
That might be wise. So you can see Viktor Novikov coming down the stairs there.
They're just shooting from here.
Well, you can give it a go if you want.
I kind of do, but I know that's not how it's done.
Well, I mean, you can see why. You know, it's...
If both of them was there, I'd give it a crack.
So he's going to start schmoozing. Now, there are various ways you can kill him. You can poison him. You can shoot the chandelier above him. And if you look above him, you may see a chandelier.
Oh, okay.
Or you can shoot that
there.
When he's under it. There are also fire alarms. So if you wanted to set up a fire alarm, see what that did, you can do that.
So when you face a new level, is it really a case of just fucking with stuff till you find something that works?
Basically, you can look in the bathrooms. A lot of times people will leave stuff, like, for example, a VIP key card in the bathroom or things like that. Hint, hint. You can find isolated guards and use their disguise. You're not allowed through there. Oh, no, hang on a minute. Are you?
Apparently I am.
Oh, you are. They'll generally tell you. Oh, I think, yeah, that guard there. Oh, you're trespassing.
Okay.
So you want to move away? Yeah.
Okay, who's this guy? Who's this guy on the poster?
Okay, so this guy is...
He looks like me. I'll dress as him.
He does look like you. He is superstar international model Hermann Krüger. And he does look an awful lot like you.
Like with a bit of makeup, I could do that, right? Is what you're saying?
Basically, yeah. But you need his cool outfit. So you if you found out where he was, you could take his disguise, go and get a makeup job, and then walk the catwalk.
That'd be fantastic.
Okay, so this is an interesting room. You're in the... Oh, you want to shut that
hiding
door?
Hiding in there. Hiding in here.
What you could do is, in this room, you could turn on the vacuum cleaner. That would distract a guard. Hide in the cupboard, whack him with that wrench that you picked up, and then take his clothes. Right, so the area
sounds like my kind of plan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this game rewards you thoroughly for thwacking people with a wrench. It is worth bearing in mind. Let him turn it off first. There we go. Now he did turn around to see you, but I don't think you don't want to worry too much about ratings and points at this early stage. You just want to get the job done. And to be honest, at this point, you probably are best off killing him if you don't care about your rating, because he saw you, and if he gets woken up...
I just enjoy killing them. Like I say, there's no point playing a serial killer simulator, you know?
Sure. well,
Okay. And no one will care for just leaving a disguise on the floor. That's fine, right?
No, that's perfectly fine, yeah. No one will care. Generally speaking, it's not the worst idea in the world to pick up weapons. People will notice weapons. What you can do is if you can drop a weapon without anyone seeing and then someone happens to stumble up across it...
Right.
They will then take that weapon to the nearest safe place for the weapon.
Right.
And you've just distracted them for a short while.
Okay. I can now go anywhere I want, pretty much, I assume.
I think this disguise lets you go on the first two floors, perhaps, I think. So this floor and the next floor up.
Oh, shit.
Oh, he can see through you. Run! No, you can't punch.
No, I can.
This isn't good. He will get up. He is not knocked out. And now that is
I'm gonna hit the load button here, because that went badly. Okay.
There are auto saves, which is quite handy.
If I was to murder the woman in the bathroom, could I dress like her?
No. 47's kind of a big lad.
Okay.
So, where does Viktor Novikov mostly hang out? I think he mostly hangs around on the ground floor.
As long as I avoid the security officers. That security officer should be fine.
Well, they'll be the ones with the big dots above their head. I can direct you to a much better disguise. In fact, the Herman Kruger disguise is actually really good. Like I think that is the disguise that lets you go anywhere, no pat downs for weapons, and no one sees through it. And in fact, you can get that disguise now.
Can?
I believe so. So you need to go in the opposite direction you're facing, out to the back where there is a helicopter. So you'll see this helicopter, and then sort of behind the helicopter, you will. You'll see Herman Kruger. You can tail him, and then when he's alone, kapow. So there's a guard there guarding the backstage. He can see through your disguise. But if you go outside here into the garden, you're heading in the right direction, go straight ahead into the garden. I think you're generally quite safe there. You'll notice in the garden there are some oil lamps, gas lamps, heat lamps.
Right.
You can shoot those. I think you have to shoot them twice and they explode. So if a target happens to be standing near one, I think there are certain situations where Viktor Novikov will stand by one, but I don't think he's I think you have to set that up quite intricately. Okay,
so where am I going for this?
So you can hop over that little barrier there.
Fireworks schedule. I'm going to examine that.
Yeah. You can examine that. So
I've examined it.
What you can do with the fireworks schedule is if you set off the fireworks, there's a remote on the upstairs. Not the upstairs, just the upstairs. And if you push the remote, It will set off the fireworks display. Viktor Novikov will come out the back incredibly enraged, as will Dalia Margolis. Ah, that's Hermann Krueger, as you can. He is currently having his photograph him. He will he'll slip away.
Yes. Chris says Viktor Novikov.
Viktor Novikov. Yeah, because he never coughs, except in anger. Okay, he is now gone to take a phone call. So before you knock him out or kill him, you may wish to save, because there are a few guards around here. I believe in your abilities to subdue him. He will go a little bit, into a discreet area. You can also throw his body into the Sing River. I think that's the river that goes through Paris, isn't it?
And, I don't know. Paris isn't real. You say it like it's real. It's not real.
Ah.
Hello, Viktor. I hear that you don't cough. Oh, that was... I need to add him then. Never have too
much security, right? Okay, so there's a guard there. But he's going to take a phone call. And as that guard's... when that guard's walking away... Oh. If you bump into someone, you sort of delay them for a short while. So if that is ever something... Okay. Oh, you're compromised. But take out Hermann Krueger as well. Right, you can just punch him in the face. Boom. Oh, nice. Right, you can get into his clothes. Put his body in the river.
Don't I need a white face like him, though?
Yeah, you can go to the makeup room. But you want to focus on just getting that body in the river.
Okay. Wait. And then throw him in the fucking river.
Get in there, you slag. Uh-oh, someone's seen the body. Get out of there. Get out of there. Pick up the phone. Get out of there.
Pick up the phone?
No!
What phone?
There was a phone on the floor.
No, you've I've got the now. Phone. I had the phone the whole time.
You've been compromised, damn.
Yeah, I'll load it up again.
Yeah, but that's the crux of it. So you could have... I think you could wait for the guard to walk away.
Right.
And until he's out of earshot, you can then just take out Helmut Krueger. However, if you just did Booger. What you did before...
Yeah.
Helmut Krueger.
Do what I did before, but faster, yeah?
Yeah, basically. Well, that in many cases, that's a lot of, you find the solution that you think is workable, and a lot of it is if you can do it quicker, then... Or you can actually take out the guard now, ahead of time.
No. Herman's right there.
Yeah, but you're around the corner. Hey, that's okay, you can be patient. Kind of in the middle of something right here. Of course, you could use your gunny gun.
I could, you're right.
For some reason, Helmut is looking at you like...
Ah, fuck.
Yeah. That was some terrible shooting, Hex.
Well, whatever. I expected it to auto-aim and it did not.
Okay.
Come on, you fuck! Get in the river, you fuck! Oh no, I have to hold down B and then hit Y. He goes in his beautiful pants.
Mm-hmm. And then there is a phone on the floor.
Right, I need that.
Yeah. There we go.
Good job, bodies don't float, isn't it?
Yes, definitely.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no, you were a bit late.
Fuck. I can take him, it's fine.
I mean, you can. There is an aim button. Yeah, oh, yeah, we haven't done that.
I'm just gonna switch to a mouse where I can aim.
Okay.
How do I crouch on keyboard?
C. Oh. How long will you survive? Not doing too badly. Hey, that's live ammo.
Okay. So I've got a new plan, right? It's to go in there and murder everything and then kill the targets, yeah?
Oh, well, give it a go. Let's see what happens. I mean, it's done all right so far. I mean, you could change into a disguise that's a bit less... Well, you could do what you...
How do I get my gun out?
H?
H? No, it's not H.
Oh.
I...
Run up to him, press Q.
my ability to... My ability there to... oh, no,
F.
F.
I'm sure it was F.
Right.
Patreon.com/HexDSL, by the way.
Okay, let's... in fact, let's...
Oh, I can claim another bonus. I don't know what... I've got 470 channel
yeah,
points.
Yeah, I don't understand it either. Yeah, we're going to try and plan... I couldn't aim for shit with a mouse, with a controller, so I'm going to try going back to keyboard and mouse, where I'm safe. Because as much as I don't dislike a controller, I can't aim with them.
Same here. I'm very much the same.
No, I don't know what the button is to get my gun out.
F? Hey, there we go. Goodbye. Right, you're not doing too badly. You don't have to necessarily worry about the guard, because it's the disguise. Because if they find him, especially if he hasn't seen you, he'll just get woken up and put back on duty. But the thing is there can only be one Helmut Kruger.
Okay, T to disguise.
Mm-hmm.
And then B to drag.
Yep, and don't worry that you're never at risk of like. The only thing that a person will carry into them. So the only thing you could potentially have lost is if he was wearing his disguise. That disguise would have been lost forever.
Right.
All other items that they're carrying, they drop when you drop them, as it were.
Okay. So how does one arm one's gun? Oh, middle click. Middle click. Got it.
Middle click. Okay. But only really guards can be should be visibly seen with a gun. Now, did you pick up a phone?
No, I was scared and I run off.
Okay, well, have a look around the area because there's a phone that sort of activates. Not it activates the means to make the most of your disguise. It sets up a meeting with one of the targets.
Got it.
Aha, good.
Right, so now I need to go get some makeup, right?
You do need to do some makeup, yes.
Got this, guys.
Do you want to save it? Because you've done pretty well, actually, to be honest.
Save.
That's right the thing there. About the Hitman games. I mean, these are difficult games, so save all... There's a reason they give you unlimited saves.
So we can scum it.
So you can scum it, yeah. So don't feel bad at all. I mean, to be honest, it's almost a bit of an unwritten rule in Hitman. Use whatever you need to do. You know, do whatever you need to do. If you want to set yourself a challenge, then you can set yourself a challenge. If you want to just do what works, do what works. It's a very open ended game like that.
How do I change weapon on keyboard?
I press I, and that brings up the menu.
Okay. So we'll keep that equipped, but we'll put it away.
I don't know what I would. Yeah, I mean the wrench might be a good one to. Keep because the wrench people you can hold a wrench and people will not be suspicious.
So
if you go back inside in the entrance opposite the helicopter there.
Yeah.
And there's sort of a room on the right hand side, not up the stairs. But like the room there. And then I think you go into a room opposite. You're into the makeup room, I believe. Yeah, there we go. There's a room opposite, and you're there. So you want to find a chair where you can get your makeup done. You can use the cheat button to find out which chair that might be. Well, we can pick up some scissors and kill someone. There we go, there's a chair over there.
Okay.
All right, good. And this is blending in, so you can blend like, in. So,
hey, Mr. Kruger, why have you got a tattoo on the back of your head? When I scan this, it's some Heinz baked beans.
Looking good, 47. There we go.
If you could dodge a wrench, you could dodge the dodgeball.
Looking good there.
This is by far the best plan ever.
Yeah. Now, I believe you have to walk the catwalk, but you can call Dahlia now and she'll give you instructions on what to do. You are now Helmut Kruger, sexy international model. Good work. Wow, thanks, Mr. Kruger. Break a leg. I'm too sexy for my gun. Too sexy.
Now I kill everybody.
Gun. You have to do the catwalk first.
Okay.
Don't you, I mean, come on, this is what a hitman's dream truly is.
What, to walk a catwalk?
To walk the catwalk. Yeah, I love the fact that in this game, there are...
Let's just play out. He holds his phone like this. Hey. Where were we
supposed to meet? Second floor, Voltaire Suite. He likes to look into the microphone. You want me to drop by now?
Okay, walk the runway and then go to the second floor. Where's the runway, Chris?
Yeah. Okay, so you're going the wrong way, sorry. You go... so is left... that's the wrong way as well. It's hard to describe from like 5 seconds in the...
No,
like
I get
seconds.
That.
So it's on the right-hand side. I mean, there are people walking to and from it.
Okay, I got it.
There we go. That's it. There we go. There you go. There's the stage. So I think you can talk to the person. He'll tell you when to go. Don't subdue, for God's sake, Chris.
Right. Oh, my God. Containing situations. What?
Oh, you bumped into... You're sort of just, like, nudging around, like, brah, 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 brah. All right. You can go onto the catwalk. Okay, go.
I'm a sexy bitch. If this was the game, there was no violence, it was just walking the runway, I'd be like, yeah. Neat.
Well, to be fair, the majority of the violence inserted into this game has been done from your own discretion.
Yes. Sexy bitch. This was great. Sexy Hexy, you're damn right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then I'm going to go to the second floor.
That's right, yes. So, you know that big room that was opposite the... These are the kitchens. You can go... Yeah, so that room... You go in the right way, kind of. And then you want to go into that room straight ahead. And then just sort of just follow up the stairs. Oh, you just walked past one of the doors.
Oh, I see. I found it.
Oh, yeah. That's one set of stairs. There are some like grandiose main stairs, but
didn't I hide something in the well? Didn't I smuggle something in this well?
Not this particular well. It's not necessarily particularly useful. So you can go out. Here, go right and then right again. Oh no, actually, yeah, you can go through here, up some big stairs there.
Mr. Kruger, let me know if you need new bodyguards.
Big stairs in this room, and this will take you up. Now, you don't have to get a pat down, but in most other disguises, you do.
Right.
So now you want to find Dahlia Margolis' personal quarters. Ah, here we are. Please,
have a seat. Okay, now do I want to get the... do I just want to kill her the old-fashioned way or use the syringe on her?
You can do whatever you want. Make sure the doors are closed. This is a private meeting. She'll have a bit of a chat. She'll probably turn her back on you. There's some poison on the table. If you're going to poison the glass, you might want to save it, actually. And take a pick. Take your pick. You just throw a hammer at her face. Throw some scissors. Throw some scissors at her face.
Yes, this is so good. Levels of violence.
What you can do is you can knock her out, and then you can push her body over the rails right there onto a floor of a crowded room. So if you knock her out with the wrench, you can just biff her with the wrench.
I made her a drink.
But you see the red exclamation mark there says that if anyone sees you doing it, they will be there you go. So punch her out. No, you don't. Not with the consequences. Just with your hands.
My hands.
Mm-hmm. Really? Well, you can use scissors if you want to. I guess I do, you know, it's or a wrench or a hammer.
Oh, I tried.
So now you can drag that body over to the window.
Not kill her now.
Well, if you throw her out of the window, she will then die in front of a crowded room. She'd be like, the body will just fall out of the sky.
Well done, 47. Victor Novikov is next.
Boom. There we go. So can you imagine the bedlam that is happening below?
Does it render all that? Is that actually happening?
You can go down and look at it if you want. You can actually look at it from the balcony. Hello, Mr. Kruger. But you're all done. So you can...
Isn't there another target? Or a secondary target?
There is one downstairs.
Okay.
You're all done on this floor, really, to be honest. And you're in probably one of the best disguises. I mean, if you wish... you could just save the game. You know, you're halfway there.
It might be a good idea to save the game. I'll use a different save slot because I might want to experiment with killing her in different fun ways later.
That's a very good idea.
I was thinking about putting her in the bath and drowning her.
You can drown her. What you would want to do is you want to put rat poison in a drink when she's not looking, and then she'll go to vomit that up, and then you just push her head down. Now, the target's being locked down. They will be unlocked down if you give them a bit of time.
Okay. Oh my god, I'm a model like everyone else. What should I do?
Uh-oh, someone's looking at you. Okay. Guards are a little bit alerted. What you can do is you can go downstairs into the basement, look for another disguise. That might be a good idea.
I like this disguise. Stairs.
Okay, then... well, what you can do is you can dress up as a waiter, mix Victor Novikov a cocktail, put some naughty things in his cocktail. What else can you do? I mean, you could just shoot him.
Is that guy coming for me? A suspicious guy. Is he going to stop being suspicious of me now, ever?
Well, if he comes in here, make sure the door closes behind him and then just do a number on him. But I think he will calm down.
Yeah, the suspicious guy's over there. It's good a hitman can see through walls, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it's a real benefit of being a hitman. Oh, I get another bonus reward.
Yeah, you do. Five.
Okay, now he's unsuspicious-ified.
Where's my?
I think
he
was just suspicious because he was a bit on edge. But,
lots of people are suspicious over there. Look.
Oh, and the orange means that they identify and will identify you quickly. You're still in a pretty good disguise, but you also may wish to be avoiding those people. What you could do is if you go upstairs. You could possibly try and shoot him from an upstairs balcony. That might be a bit risky, though. Oh, and okay, yes, his personal bodyguard has noticed you.
Fucking personal bodyguard.
Or yeah, like I think one of the easier ways to do it is just to find a waiter, disguise yourself as a waiter, and that's not a bad disguise, tech crew. Although I don't know what you could really do with the, it lets you into a lot of places, but, oh, Yeah, if you bump into people too much, I would run. Or do that. You can take a disguise.
Want my hammer?
Yeah, no, yeah. Hammers, yeah, you got to recycle your hammer.
That hammer's very important to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, very useful. Yeah, it's been with you through the highs and the lows.
Oh my god, where do I hide this fuck?
Well, if you press the cheat button, you'll see all the hiding places in the room. Ah, there you go. There's one over there. That's a little. I mean, you're doing pretty well, all things considered. Uh-oh. So I think, did crime notice? Crime notice, someone noticed you criming.
Shit.
Oh. I'd run into the basement. I'd find a I'd run to the basement, be a waiter. You can go outside, I think.
That's the toilet again.
The toilet. If you go outside... do you remember the way to the outside?
I do remember the way to the outside, but I also remember the way to Hammer.
Okay, well, you can wait in here, and if someone comes in...
Oh, there's a body in there already. I've forgotten about that.
Oh. Yeah, that's there will be questions if someone finds you there.
Yeah.
Oh, they're telling each other what you look like. Oh, hang on a minute. You're near the downstairs lift stairs. In that main room to the left, to the no, if you go into that into that room with the big downstairs.
Right.
The red room. Other room, opposite room.
Yep.
That's it. On the left, there's a door right on the left as you go in. And that will lead to a downstairs room, as well as inside here is where your loot has been stashed.
Hey, my loot. Now I can stab someone as well.
Excellent. Oh, now, if you go down these stairs, there'll be several members of staff. And I believe, actually, if you go into the room opposite where the stairwell is, there will be a disguise for a wait staff. So this is the security room. I think you may wish to avoid this room. Yeah, you're trespassing, so you'll be escorted out.
Okay, so.
But there's another room. And that's also the security room. But there's another room if you go down this corridor on your left, changing rooms. And I believe there is
changing
a.
Rooms.
No. You were very close to it.
Oh, I just
when you turned around.
I just wanted to hear that.
Oh, that's the out. That's another outside door there.
Good to know. So the way I'm going down there.
Yep. And it's the furthermost door on the left.
Furthermost door on the left.
Oh, you just ran past it.
Okay.
There it is. And then I think in here there is a disguise. Yep, for waitstaff. Oh, just take a nap in a cupboard.
When you say disguise, do you mean a human?
A human disguise? No, no. I meant there's a bag with a disguise in it.
Oh, I see.
Okay. Now you might want to save it here because this is. I think they know what all the wait staff look like. But if you also right, there are two things on this floor that are useful to you.
Yep.
One is the recipe for a bare knuckle boxer, Victor Nevikov's favorite drink. And there is rat poison. So if you find these two items on this floor, you will be able to mix him a drink and put the rat poison in it. Now, as a waiter, no one will think anything of that, right? And then the rat poison will make him sick. He will then go to the bathroom, and then you can drown him in the toilet.
Right. Or I can use the hammer. Where's this
you
floor?
Can you well it's on the other side of the changing room. So if you go back to the changing room, there's a door on the other side of it.
Oh, I've run out of there because there was people who might recognize me.
You can run through. as long as you're just discreet about it. And also you can sneak through. That might give you a bit of a...
You know I'm sneaking because I'm crouching. That's how it works.
That's how it works. Okay, I think everyone else on this floor is perfectly cool with you.
Ooh!
Ooh, kitchen knife. Classic.
They're talking politics in there. That doesn't seem reasonable. No one's shouting.
Well, it's a game, isn't it?
Okay.
I think in that pantry you just walked past, there was the rat poison. Sorry, pantry on the other side.
Okay.
Or if not this side, the one next to it. You go right, not that one. Sorry.
Joy of delay. Most
tricks.
Up here and then next
left,
door.
Yeah, next door. Oh, you just, yeah, there we go. There's the pantry with all the food in it. There should be rat poison and there's a key if you wanted to get a key. I think it's on the shelf. Oh, there's also a propane flask. What you can do with that is you can set it down beside someone and then shoot it and it'll explode. So there's the emetic poison, the rat poison.
Okay.
There's a key, but you've got a lockpick, but never hurts to have a key, does it? Now, in the kitchen area...
Yeah.
I believe... that's the canteen area. The kitchen area is like right down the other end, where you can see... I forget his name now. Chef Gubbins. And through this area onto the room on the right... Oh, careful of walking into people because they... That door there with the green man running in it, those are stairs upwards. They're very useful stairs to know where they are.
Okay.
But also, if you go back into the kitchen and then take a right and right again, right. There will be a little room where the recipe for the cocktail is. So you can mix him a cocktail and then poison it and then mwahaha. If you can use the cheat button too.
Yeah, I found it. And I've read that now. Is that enough, or do I need to do something else?
No, that is enough. You have the poison. You have the recipe. So you can now go up the stairs, just the way you came, as in the the ones that you were just at.
Okay.
And that will take you.
Okay.
Now you can find the bar, which is upper floor.
Is it up one floor or multiple floors?
No, just the one. The one floor. The floor you're on now. Yep. If you look, can you look around a moment? Just. Right. It's on that floor. That's the fashion room. You're kind of done there. Now, not this corridor, but the one parallel to it, further along.
Right.
There's a screwdriver. Good.
I like options. Okay.
Yeah, no, screwdriver is useful. You can shut that door if you want. Not necessary, though. So there's a bathroom where the waiter is standing outside.
Right.
This is the bathroom where Viktor Novikov goes to vomit. Now, he is not a problem. You can walk in there and he won't mind. But he's like a bit of a marker, as in, okay. You know where he is. Because, in fact, you might want to save it here. This is a good like location to be. Oh, that's the catwalk. You can't go there.
Okay, so I want to
go. So the kitchen is just through there. Another bar. Yeah, the bar is just through there. Now I think use your cheat button to work out if there's anyone here who will like any of the fellow wait staff that will see through your disguise. Seems good. All right, so you can go up to the bar. Mix a disguise, mix a cocktail. Yep. Oh, you keep you walk past it a couple of times.
Oh, okay, so it's that particular spot right there.
That particular spot, yeah. So you can tend the bar. You can mix a bare knuckle boxer.
I mean, this doesn't seem that technical. I want a whole mini game. We have to shake it.
And then you pop the poison in.
Okay, so
just for that added
D,
kick.
Poison it, yeah.
Yep. Now, what you can do if you wanted to, you can wait at the bar and see him drink it, or you can go into that bathroom with the waiter standing outside. Wait in the cupboard in that bathroom for him to arrive.
Right, where is... Oh, there he is.
Is he nearby?
He's coming.
Oh, no, he's right nearby. So, things are about to get in motion, so...
Okay. So, where's the thingy? Okay, down here. Is this the way? Is this the way?
Yep, yep. And then left.
Left.
Yep. And then, yep, that one there. And then in the cupboard you go. So you can drown him, scissors him, screwdriver him.
I have a plan.
Oh. Okay.
I have a plan. All right, my plan is injectify him.
Oh, injectify him. Okay, cool.
Death by injectification.
I thought you said objectify him.
No, I already am. He's got a lovely ass.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm... I can see him on the map. He's the red dot on the map, I take it. It's my face.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, it's coming this way. It's coming this way.
Mm-hmm. He's coming this way. There he goes. There you go. Yep, door is shut. Press E to drown.
Check at me not snapping his neck. Checking me out, I didn't snap his neck.
Well, you kind of do want to snap his neck because he is.
Well, I was trying to stab him with the poison. Oh, fuck it. Both targets
are down. Great work. Now head to. Right, and you probably want to put him in the cupboard because the bodyguard will come looking for him.
Okay.
But you can escape. You can escarpa. You can escarpa the way you came. You can escarpa through the basement. You can escarpa through the helicopter, on the helicopter, with the helicopter.
I mean, I'd really like to take the helicopter.
Well, then take the helicopter. Do you remember where it is?
Is it out here?
I think it is. Yeah, through there, straight ahead. Just do your best to try and... you have to hold down the exit button, just so you know in advance. And no, you don't want anyone to see you, because it's so crouch, sneak.
Wait, what?
Okay, make a run for other side. You're on the wrong side of the helicopter.
Wait, where's the escape button?
You come away from it a bit. There you go. Oh. There we go. Okay, cool.
I just killed at least two people. It's glorious.
Hmm. Well, it'll give you your statistics.
How's chat going?
Chat's right. Come on, chat. Keep it lively. Lazy ragamuffins.
Go away, you plot.
Patreon.com/hexdsl. Do it.
Yeah. Okay, because of the length of videos on YouTube, I am going to can't stop this video now for the YouTube audience. It did carry on live for a little bit more over on YouTube, over on Twitch. So you can still get that in the VOD, which is obviously available to everyone for at least the next 2 weeks. But I hope you enjoyed this video. It's something a bit different. And thank you for watching. And thank you, Chris, for doing it. But we're going to carry on now for the live stream. So see you all later.
Yeah, so get it live next time, you losers.
You know where I am. What the fuck are you doing? Why aren't you here?